And without a doubt, if I could go back and start from the beginning and I was building my business from scratch, I tell my clients I would start building my email list. Hi, friends. Welcome to She Sells Differently, the show for aspiring women entrepreneurs looking to overcome the fear of selling and grow thriving businesses from a place of authenticity and confidence. I'm Andy Hart, and it wasn't all that long ago that I was a sales executive for a Fortune 500 company, but I knew in my heart that I was called to use my gifts for something more, something different. That's exactly why I created the She Sells Differently podcast. Each episode is going to deliver you business strategies, tools, and mindset shifts to help set you and your brand apart from our culture's expectations. It's time to elevate your sales and build a profitable, sustainable business you're proud of, one built on integrity, grace, and humility. It's time to learn how to sell differently. I sit down with new business owners all of the time, and the most common question I get asked by far is, what would you do first if you are starting from scratch, building your business? What is the first thing you would do? And without a doubt, if I could go back and start from the beginning and I was building my business from scratch, I tell my clients I would start building my email list. Even if you feel like you're not ready to start your business yet, you may not be ready to put your product offering out into the world yet, but the sooner you can start building your email list, the better. So today I am going to share with you my number one marketing strategy I wish I had utilized from the start of my business and how you can start building and nurturing your email list. Before we dive into that framework, it is important to understand the why behind anything that you do. So I am going to lay the foundation for that and talk about the power of email marketing. And why is this important? Why is this strategy important? With the ever-changing digital landscape, the significance in email marketing is just continuing to grow and grow. According to Sales Cycle, 50% of people buy from email marketing at least once a month. That is huge. And according to Constant Contact, they did a survey and 60% of their respondents say that marketing emails have influenced their purchases. So your email marketing strategy is going to have a very important impact on your target audience's consumer purchasing behavior. I want to share a little story that I thought was also very interesting. I was listening to a popular influencer podcast the other day, and this influencer has a very successful membership program that teaches you how to grow your social media following. And what I found interesting about this podcast episode that she was doing is she talked about the importance of growing her email list. And she said that her email marketing was actually more important than their social media presence. And her social media presence, their sole focus was to get their social media followers to join their email list. And she went on to explain how multiple people within her inner circle had their social media accounts hacked or different things happen where their social media followers, their accounts had gone down or different things had happened where the majority of their business had counted on social media and had been wiped out at one time or another. And they realized that they had all of their eggs in one basket and they did not own that portion of their business. You do not own your social media followers. And so they had to pivot their strategy and really work on getting their social media followers to join their email marketing list. And you own your email list. And so that is why this is so critical. Not only do you own your email list, but you own the algorithm as well. And so that is why the significance of your email marketing strategy is so important, and why I teach my clients to utilize and hone in on this strategy from the beginning of starting your business. So what does this framework look like? Because when you think of starting an email list, it can be very overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. I'm going to walk you through this framework step by step, and then I'm going to show you how I can actually help you in even more depth if you need that help. So your first step is you want to choose a CRM platform. And if you don't know what a CRM platform is, that is okay. It stands for Customer Relationship Management. A CRM platform, simply put, is a hub for organizing and making sense of all of your customer information and insights. And there are lots of different CRM platforms specifically for email management. I am just going to give you a couple that are popular. So the one that I use is Flowdesk, and I will certainly link that in the show notes for you. Flowdesk is easy to use. It creates very beautiful emails, which is one of the reasons that I love it. Another reason that I really like Flowdesk is because it is a one fee for no matter how many email subscribers you have. And the beauty of that is that as you grow your email list, the price stays the same, which is not the case for a lot of CRMs out there. As your email list grows into the thousands, your price will go up month over month. Now, that being said, some of those other email CRM platforms may have some more in-depth tools and automation features that you can use that may be worth moving to once you grow your list to have those feature sets. So once you have a list that big and you need some of the more in-depth features, you may want to look at some of those other platforms. But if you're just starting out, Flowdesk is a great tool. A lot of people use MailChimp, MailerLite. Omnisend is another great tool if you're in the e-commerce world. And then ConvertKit is a very popular one as well that does have a lot of integrations, and it does scale with pricing as your list scales as well. These are only a couple of the options that I named. There are a ton of email platforms out there. I encourage you to do your research. I will put my Flowdesk affiliate link in the show notes, and you will get 50% off of your first year if you join using that link. And it is a great platform for any small, medium-sized business. After you have chosen your CRM, the second step is you are going to focus on building your email list. What I recommend doing is you are going to craft a lead magnet. And if you have never heard of a lead magnet, what it is a hugely valuable free piece of content that you put out into the world to capture your ideal client's attention. And in exchange for that piece of content, they are going to give you their name and email address. Now, this free piece of content, it could be anything from a PDF download to a resource guide, a cheat sheet, any type of checklist, a planner, a how-to guide, or a roadmap. It could even be a video or an audio training. I have seen people do private podcast or a masterclass. It could be a template or a free trial to a product you may have. I have personally done a 5-day challenge. I have also seen people do a quiz that is very popular. Everyone loves a quiz. So lots of different creative ideas out there for you to create a hugely valuable piece of content that is going to capture your ideal client's attention. And they are going to give you their name and email address and get on your email list in exchange for that lead magnet and that piece of content. So how are you going to put that out into the world? You are going to put that on your website. You are going to put that on social media. You're going to put that in your email signature. You are going to put that everywhere you can out into the world to capture their attention. Think about all the places that your ideal client hangs out. Where are they on social media? What Facebook groups? Make sure you add it to your Instagram link in bio. So whenever you promote it on your social media posts, they know exactly where to go to sign up and get that valuable content. People jump at the chance to grab free content that is relevant to them, and they will happily hand over their name and their email address when it is something that can help solve a problem or help them along their journey. Now, once people are on your email list and they have subscribed to your content, you don't just want them to sit there. You actually want to nurture your audience. How do you do this? That is step 3 in the framework. You want to nurture your audience. And there are various ways that you can nurture your email list. And one of the things that is important to remember is that you want to consistently show up and provide valuable content that is relevant. The key here is being consistent and providing value. So one of the things that I teach my coaching clients is to develop a simple welcome sequence. This really does not have to be complicated. Almost every email CRM platform out there is going to have the ability to create a workflow that actually automates this task for you. So what I recommend doing is creating a simple workflow setup that welcomes, nurtures, and introduces yourself, your brand, and what problem you solve for your ideal client. You can do this over the course of 3 to 4 emails in the span of a couple of days. And this simply welcomes your ideal client to your email list. Along with creating a simple welcome sequence, you can also utilize your email CRM platform to create targeted communication. So you can actually segment your audiences based on particular interests. Maybe you have a customer that subscribed to a specific lead magnet. You can actually tailor your communication and follow-up emails specifically for that lead magnet. Another strategy is to personalize your email communications. Remember, you're actually gathering their contact information, which includes their first name. And statistics show that you have a lot higher engagement rate when you personalize your email communication. A couple of other email marketing strategies that I recommend you put into practice. Creating an email content calendar, something that is simple for you to look at and know what content you are going to send out each week so you're not scrambling last minute with what you're going to send out to your audience. This will help you plan ahead and create valuable content for your audience. I also recommend setting aside time to batch plan and creating multiple emails at once so you're not doing this every single week and procrastinating or simply creating emails last minute. Another option is to potentially hire a virtual assistant to help with the copyright, and then maybe you put your eyes on it and approve it before it goes out to your audience. So this may seem like a lot of work, and it does take some time to get it set up. But the wonderful thing about email marketing is the automation that these CRM platforms can set in place for you. Once you get your lead magnet set up and you put it out into the world, it really does start building your email list for you. And the time you are now spending is on nurturing your email list. And so I recommend you taking the time to set up this framework and consistently nurturing your email list. Even if you're not quite ready to put your product offering out into the world, you will be so glad you invested the time and the energy to start building and growing your email list on the front end. If you want a more in-depth deep dive and you want someone to hold your hand on what this looks like from a detailed perspective, I invite you to look at my She Sells Differently membership. I have an entire module that goes in depth on developing a lead magnet and nurturing your email list. And I even provide a Flowdesk technology demo on how to set up a lead capture form and workflow. And of course, I will be constantly adding content to the membership portal in the coming months as well, based on membership feedback. So list building is definitely a big topic right now. So there will definitely be more content to come, especially on our live community coaching calls. So I invite you to check out the membership. If the doors are not open right now, definitely sign up for the wait list and you will be notified when the doors open. They only open a few times a year, so you want to be on the lookout for when the doors to She Sells Differently coaching membership opens. And that will get you access to a whole in-depth module on growing your email list, as well as a whole host of other trainings on growing your business as well. So I hope you learned a lot today on the importance of email marketing strategy. And I would love your feedback if you would hit the like, subscribe, and review on this episode. And I will see you back next Wednesday when new episodes of the She Sells Differently podcast drop every week. And until then, I am cheering you on. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode of She Sells Differently. Friends, it would be a huge blessing to me if you would take 2 seconds to rate and subscribe to my podcast. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Until then, I'm cheering you on in your entrepreneurial journey. See you next time.